Our next guest, he's a Libertarian Party MP in the Victorian Parliament. David Limbrick, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, should we have the permit system for protesters that that they have in New South Wales?
Look, I don't think that a permit system is the way to go, because who decides what permit, you know, what sort of protest is legal or illegal? And in New South Wales, it's the police itself. But I'd say there's some interesting things about the New South Wales legislation, in that it's done under the Roads Act, and they wanted to stop people blocking Sydney Harbour Bridge and other facilities. And I think there's some merit in considering rights when we're talking about protests. So normally people are there to exercise their right to peaceful assembly and freedom of speech, which is totally fine, and I don't think you should need a permit for that. But then there's other protests which specifically seek to take away the rights of other people. I think a good example would be the blocking of the Westgate Bridge recently, with protesters that were specifically seeking to block people's freedom of movement, also blocking ports and blocking roads. And I think there's a clear case that you're not exercising your own rights, you're trying to infringe on other people's rights.
Well, this is the thing, isn't it? Like, I mean, I'm not saying ban protests. I'm simply saying just let us know when you want to protest, where you want to protest, and we will organise the police resources that will be necessary, and also make it clear that you're not allowed to protest on a road and block traffic. So, you know, maybe you could have a protest at Birrarung Mar or possibly Fed Square or something like that, but you can't shut down major intersections, or as we saw with Extinction Rebellion, shutting down the Westgate Bridge for a couple of hours.
Yeah, look, I mean, there's already a notification system in place. You can tell the police when you're organising a protest and what you intend to do and all that sort of stuff. So that already exists. And I think we're sort of in agreement then that when you've got a protest which is specifically seeking to deny the rights of other people, whether it's, you know, access to their business or freedom of movement on the roads, and that's their objective, then there is a case that, well, these people aren't exercising their own rights. They're trying to take away rights of other people, and there's a fair case to move them on.
I mean, the problem with the Westgate Bridge protest was that when the traffic got all blocked, it was not easy for the police to physically get there and move them on. And even then, they stood on top of a truck, and I think they had to use a cherry picker or something eventually to get them off it.
Yeah, I mean that was disgraceful what happened there, and it's just so dangerous what they did there. You know, especially with that woman who was having a baby. I mean, that could have ended in disaster, and what they did was totally irresponsible, and they were denying people's rights. They were denying people the freedom of movement over the bridge, and they did it intentionally. And, you know, I think that's deserving of severe consequences.
Do you think we should have, like, an official protest area? Like, in London's Hyde Park, they have a thing called Speaker's Corner, and that's where you can go and, you know, prattle on about whatever it is that you want to talk about, and people go and listen to it. Should we set aside an area that is the official protest area for Melbourne, and that's where you go and you book it for 2 hours and you have your protest and then you leave?
Oh, look, I don't think that's really necessary. People protest in different places. We sort of already have a unofficial area, and that's out the front of Parliament, I suppose. Look, I think, you know, if there's spaces that are set aside for people to, you know, have their say, like Speaker's Corner, that's fine. But that shouldn't limit where people can protest. I think the main problem that people see with protest is when it's intentionally trying to take away other people's rights. And I'll say the event that happened on Saturday, I was there, and that was quite disappointing, because the women that wanted to speak were surrounded by these, you know, screaming socialists, and they wanted to take away the rights of the people that were protesting on the steps. They were trying to silence them, which was their objective.
Yeah, because what do you do there? Let's say you have your legitimate protest. Let's just say you do have to get a permit, you get it. But then counter-protesters turn up. I mean, the police, they have to come along and try and remove the counter-protesters from the legitimate protesters. I know it is hard. Look, we'll leave it there. David Limbrick, Libertarian Party MP.